This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Henry the Hessian, A German Mouse in the American Revolutionary War, by D.S. Green and illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey.
Long ago, in the year 1731, a family called the Brunswickers were living in the home of a soldier named Johann Bode in Brunswick, Germany. They were a proud mouse family that had lived in the Bode home for as long as they could remember. It was a peaceful time, but that same year the Parliament of Great Britain hired Johann and his fellow soldiers to be ready just in case they ever had to go to war. Johann still lived with his parents, and although he was only 16, he was ready to be a soldier. He was a kind and thoughtful young man, and after each meal he left a small block of cheese or a pinch of bread at the door of the Brunswickers' nest, so they never went hungry. This chore was passed to him from his father. Sometimes there was also a scrap of cloth left so the mother mouse could make a bed or a blanket to keep them warm. One day soon, Mama Brunswicker's sewing skills would prove to be even more valuable. Johann grew up and married a lovely lady named Dorothea. They soon had a son they named Frederick. In 1754, they had another son and named him Johann Heinrich Bode Jr. When Heinrich was older, his father passed on the chore of making sure the Brunswickers were fed each day. They were so grateful that when they had a son, they called him Henry Bode von Brunswicker. Johann and Dorothea's sons, Frederick and Heinrich, grew up to be soldiers. Johann was honored his sons chose to follow in his footsteps. Henry never thought he could or would become a soldier because he was a mouse. Henry's thoughts were about to change. Dessert was a special treat from a bakery, so leftover dessert was rare in the Bode household. Since there were no dessert crumbs to share, each morning Henry Brunswicker would sneak out to the local bakery to gather sweets for his family. One morning in 1776, after his run to the bakery, Henry met up with his cousin George for a picnic. George was a royal household mouse. He told Henry that he heard Prince Karl of Brunswick say that all soldiers were being sent away to America to fight in a war with Britain. What was Henry to do? He couldn't let Heinrich go to a foreign land alone. Henry felt he had no choice but to go too. Henry hurried home and shared the news with his family and insisted he must go with Heinrich to keep him safe. Surely Frederick was going too. But it was Heinrich that made sure the Brunswickers were always warm and never went hungry. Henry's family agreed he should go. Henry's mother took pieces of cloth she had saved and quickly made him a little uniform. And his father hammered him a sword from a small nail he found inside their wall. A walnut shell became his helmet. His brothers and sisters filled his pack with crumbs and nuts. Henry's family thought he was dashing in his uniform and very proud, but they were sad to see him go. Peering out of the door of his family nest, Henry saw Heinrich and Frederick getting ready to leave on their journey when they heard a knock on the big house door. "Time to go, Bodeman," a man yelled loudly. Henry was a quick mouse and scurried into Heinrich's haversack, a cloth bag for carrying a soldier's food. It was a dark and bumpy trip inside Heinrich's haversack. But soon they were on a ship bound for America. Henry was excited for the adventure, but a little frightened too. Find out what happened to Henry, Heinrich, and Frederick by ordering your copy of Henry the Hessian, A German Mouse in the American Revolutionary War. The book is available at Barnes & Noble online.
Henry the Hessian, A German Mouse in the American Revolutionary War, is written by D.S. Green and illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey. You have been listening to another edition of Cora's Corner with Cora White. You can listen to Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. If you are encouraged by The Mark White Show, I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know what we're doing on The Mark White Show to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.